Do you think a left-wing activist federal judge will simply give up on a chance to move the progressive agenda forward when such is in her hands? U.S. District Judge Nelva Gonzalez-Ramos has to decide what to do now that the U.S. Department of Justice has officially asked the court to end its efforts to overturn the Texas voter identification law. The DOJ, now run by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, has told the court that it believes that the recent action by the Texas legislature eradicates any discriminatory effect or intent of the law passed back in 2011. You'll remember that Texas lawmakers essentially codified the temporary fix the judge had constructed from the bench. But all of this puts Judge Nelva Gonzalez-Ramos in a real quandary. She's a leftist activist judge, was appointed by Obama to the bench, and is of the very groups who have sued to stop Texas from requiring legitimate identification at the polls. What's an activist to do? As amended by SB 5, Texas voter ID law both guarantees to Texas voters the opportunity to cast an in-person ballot and protects the integrity of Texas elections, lawyers for the Department of Justice told the judge. But the left-wing friends of the judge said, at its core, SB 5 maintains the same unexplained picking and choosing of acceptable photo IDs for in-person voting, accepting IDs disproportionately held by Anglo voters, and rejecting IDs disproportionately held by minority voters. What will Ramos do? What is right, or what will please her activist friends? Again, it's up to her to preserve some dignity for her court. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.